又有新的一年。
I think we should have a thankful heart for the days that we have.
我想我们应该为着还有的今日有一颗感恩的心。
And having this new year, we should all have a prayer in our heart.
那在这新一年当中，我们都应该在心中有这样的祷告。
We should pray to the Lord to create a new things in us.
我们要向主来寻求在我们心中造那新事。
We should not be satisfied by everything being the same as in 2019.
我们不当以凡事与2019年相同为满足。
We ought to pray to the Lord, Lord, create a new things in me in 2020.
我们当向主这样来求，主啊，愿在2020年你在我的心中能够来成就那新事。
His grace is new, is fresh every morning.
他的恩典每早晨都是新鲜的。
So it's impossible for a person who receives a new fresh grace every morning and not being changed.
所以若一个人他每早晨都得着这新鲜的改变的话，都得着新鲜的恩典的话，他是不可能不改变的。
Therefore, I'd like to encourage all of us this morning just to consider that new things that you have in mind.
所以我愿早晨鼓励每一位弟兄姐妹都能够来思想在你的思念当中那一件心事。
Or you will open to the Lord to reveal to you what the Lord wants to create in us.
或你能够来向主寻求，让主把这事启示给你，在你的里面他能够来成就何等的心事。
And we want to use a story in the Old Testament to offer a few possibilities.
所以我愿借着旧约的一个故事来给大家看到几种可能。
It actually is a two stories.
事实上是两个故事。
And two stories that contrast with one another.
这两个故事彼此相对比。
It is a striking story.
这是一个让人震惊的故事。
And when I first read it, I almost could not believe it.
当我先读到的时候，我甚至不能够来相信。
As we compare these stories together, it's even more surprising.
当我们把这两个故事在一起对比的时候，就让人更加的惊奇。
We want to compare the story and try to offer a few possibilities that the Lord will create that new things in us.
所以我们愿意在这两个故事相对比的当中来告诉大家几种可能，神如何在我们里面能够成就那新事。
Let's read the first story in Jeremiah chapter 34 from verse 13 through verse 17.
那我们先来读第一个故事，在耶利米书34章第13到第17节。
The story, we only read a small portion of it from Jeremiah chapter 34, verse 13 through 17.
那我们要来读这个故事当中的一个小部分，在耶利米书34章13到第17节。
Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I made a covenant with your forefathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, saying, At the end of 7 years, each of you shall set free his Hebrew brother.Who has been sold to you and has served you 6 years, you shall send him out free from you. But your forefathers did not obey me and incline their ear to me. Although recently you have turned and done what is right in my sight, each man proclaiming release to his neighbor, and you have made a covenant before me in the house which is called by my name. Yet,You turn and profane my name, and each man took back his male servant, and each man his female servant, whom you have set free, according to their desire. And you brought them into subjection to be your male servants and your female servants. Therefore, thus says the Lord, you have not obeyed me in proclaiming release, each man to his brother and each man to his neighbor.Behold, I am proclaiming a release to you, declares the Lord, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine, and I will make you a terror to all the kingdoms of the earth.
耶和华以色列的神如此说，我将你们的列祖从埃及地为奴之家领出来的时候，与他们立约说，你的一个希伯来弟兄若卖给你，服侍你6年，到第7年，你们个人就要任他自由出去。 只是你们列祖不听从我，也不侧耳而听。如今你们回转，行我眼中看为正的事，个人向邻舍宣告自由，并且在称为我名下的殿中，在我面前立约。你们却又反悔，亵渎我的名，个人叫所任去随意自由的仆人婢女回来，勉强他们人为仆婢。所以耶和华如此说，你们没有听从我，个人向弟兄邻舍宣告自由，看哪、啊，我向你们宣告一样自由，就是使你们自由于刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫之下，并且使你们在天下万国中抛来抛去。这是耶和华说的。
Now we want to turn to the second story. It's completely opposite of the first one. In chapter 5 of Jeremiah, verse 1 through verse 10.
那下面我们要来看另外一个故事，与刚才所说的完全不同，在耶利米书35章第1到第10节。
Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 1 through 10.
耶利米书35章第1到第10节。
The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Go to the house of the Rechabites and speak to them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jeshaniah, the son of Jeremiah, son of Habazaniah, and his brothers and all his sons to the whole house of the Rechabites. And I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan and the son of Agdaliah, the man of God, which was near the chamber of the officials, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah and the son of Shallum, the doorkeeper. Then I set before the man of the house of the Rechabites pitchers full of wine and cups, and I said to them, Drink wine. But they said, We will not drink wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, You shall not drink wine, you or your sons forever. You shall not build a house, and you shall not sow seed, and you shall not plant a vineyard or own one, but in tents you shall dwell all your days, that you may live many days in the land where you sojourned. We have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he commanded us, not to drink wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, or our daughters, nor to build ourselves houses to dwell in, and we do not have vineyard or field or seed. We have only dwelt in tents and have obeyed have done according to that Jonadab, our father, commanded us.
当犹大王约西亚之子约雅敬的时候，耶和华的话临到耶利米说，你去见利甲族的人，和他们说话，领他们进入耶和华殿的一间屋子，给他们酒喝。我就将哈巴喜尼亚的孙子亚利米亚的儿子亚撒尼亚和他弟兄并他众子以及利甲全族的人领到耶和华的殿，进入神人伊基大利的儿子哈难众子的屋子，那屋子在首领的屋子旁边，在沙龙之子把门的马西亚屋子以上。于是我在利甲族人面前摆设满酒的碗和杯，对他们说，请你们喝酒。他们却说，我们不喝酒，因为我们先祖利甲的儿子约拿达曾吩咐我们说，你们与你们的子孙永不可喝酒，也不可盖房撒种栽种葡萄园，但一生的年日要住帐篷，使你们的日子在寄居之地得以延长。凡我们先祖利甲的儿子约拿达所吩咐我们的话，我们都听从了。我们和我们的妻子儿女一生的年日都不喝酒，也不盖房居住，也没有葡萄园田地和种子，但住帐篷，听从我们先祖约拿达的话，照他所吩咐我们的去行。
Let's have further words of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning we can gather together before your table.
父，我们感谢你早上我们一同能够聚集在您的桌前。
Every time we come togetherWe want to remember your love toward us.
每当我们一同聚集，我们愿意来纪念您向着我们的爱。
We want to count your blessing upon us even during last week.
我们感谢你在过去的一周您的恩典这样的领导我们。
We pray that this morning your word will be the light to our feet.
我们也愿意您的话语能够成为我们脚前的灯。
Lord, how much we need to have that light.
我们何等需要这亮光。
And we pray for this new year.
我们也为着新年来祷告。
And we pray for every brother and sisters.
我们也为着每一个弟兄姐妹祷告。
We pray that the Lord will create a new thing in us.
我们求您在我们心中来成就那新事。
We'll create a new thing in our family.
也在我们的家中来成就那新事。
Create a new thing in the assembly.
也在我们的聚会当中成就新事。
You draw us this year.
愿意您这一年来吸引我们。
So that we can run after you.
好叫我们能够快跑跟随您。
So we can confess that the love of Christ.Is much better than wine.
好叫我们真实能够来说，基督的爱胜过美酒。
Therefore, we commit this hour into your hands.
所以我们把下面的时间交在您的手中。
Because we could not achieve what only you can achieve.
因为我们不能做什么，唯有您能。
We commit this time into your hands. In Jesus' name, we pray.
我们把下面的时间交在您的手中，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
The first story is about what happened during the time of Zedekiah.
那第一个故事讲到的是在西底家年间所发生的事。
We know that Jeremiah prophesied during five different kings.
我们知道耶利米在五个王当中他来预言。
And Zedekiah was the last one.
西底家是最后一个王。
And the story.Happened during the reign of Zedekiah.
那这个故事就发生在西底家为王的年间。
You know, for decades that Jeremiah delivered a message to people of Judah.
有这么多年，耶利米一直在向犹大人来说这样的信息。
The message was about the invasion of Babylonians.
这个信息就是关于巴比伦人的侵略。
How many times?Do you know that the king of Babylon invaded Jerusalem?
你知道巴比伦人侵略了犹大有几次吗？耶路撒冷几次吗
？Who knows? How many times?
有谁知道
？One?
一次吗
？Two?
两次
？Three?
还是三次
？Anybody knows?
有人知道吗
？Three times.
有三次。
He prophesied for 40 years.
耶利米预言了40年。
From Josiah all the way to Zedekiah.
从约西亚一直到西底家。
And he served five different kings.
他服侍了五个不同的王。
And the king of Babylon invaded Jerusalem three times, each time in the last three kings.
那巴比伦王就在最后三个王的那些年间侵略了三次。
The first time the first invasion occurred during Jehoiakim's reign.
那第一次的入侵就在约雅敬的年间。
Initially, Jehoiakim surrendered himself to the Nebuchadnezzar.
那约雅敬就先向着尼布甲尼撒王投降。
But then he turned against the king.
但他却反悔。
Then the Lord sent Babylonians, Arameans,Moabites and Ammonites to destroy Judah.
所以神就使加勒底军、亚兰军、摩押军、亚门军来毁灭犹大。
So this was the first Babylonian invasion.
所以这是巴比伦军队第一次的入侵。
Do you think if you were at that time, you would begin to listen to Jeremiah?
你觉着如果你活在那个年代，你会开始能够来听耶利米所说的吗？
Because the message was about the invasion of Babylonians, and in the reign of Jehoiakim, it happened.
因为这个信息就是关于巴比伦人的入侵。那在约雅敬的年间，巴比伦已经来入侵了。
So I thought I would have kind of waken up now. Now this message was real.
所以我觉得如果我在当时的话我可能就慢慢要醒过来原来他所说的这些信息都是非常的真实的。
Were you?
你会这样吗
?If you live in a time, you heard about the message of this invasion for years.
如果你活在那个年代你已经有年头听到过关于这个入侵的事情了。
Now it happened!
那现在它就发生了。
Now you would think that whole people of Israel will repent and start listening to Jeremiah, right?
你是不是觉得所有的以色列人他们就要悔改了，开始听耶利米所说了的呢？
The fact was they didn't.
那事实上他们并没有如此做。
And during the another king, Jehoiakim, the son of Jehoiakim.
那在第二个王就是约雅金，是约雅敬的儿子。
That was the second invasion of the king of Babylon.
那这是巴比伦第二次的入侵。
This time is much more severe than the first time.
这一次的情况比上一次还要严重。
Because Nebuchadnezzar took Jehoiakim prisoner.
因为尼布甲尼撒就把约雅金给掳去了。
With all the officers and fighting men, all the skilled workers and artisans.
并且带着一众的首领、勇士和一切的木匠、铁匠。
He even removed the treasures from the temples.
他甚至把圣殿里的宝物也都拿去了。
Brother and sister, do you think that now the people of Judah should have repented?
弟兄姐妹，你是否以为犹大人现在能够悔改了呢？
They heard the word for decades.
他们有这么多年一直听到这样的信息。
Now it happened once and the second time.
那又一次两次如此的发生。
Even their king was taken captive.
甚至他们的王都被掳去为奴。
And the treasure in the temple were taken away.
圣殿里的宝物也都被拿去了。
Did they repent?
他们有没有悔改呢?
They didn't.
他们并没有悔改。
Was this a surprise to you?
这是否让你震惊呢?
I was very surprised by it.
我为此感到非常的震惊。
How?Could they not repent before the Lord after the second invasion?
犹大人如何能够在第二次被入侵之后还不在神的面前悔改呢？
After their king was taken captive,
当他们的王被掳之后，
after the treasure in the temple were removed,
当神的殿里的宝物被拿去之后，
but they didn't.
但他们仍然不悔改。
Then during the last king,
那在最后一个王。
Zedekiah's reign.
就是西底家为王的年间。
The king of Babylon invaded Jerusalem the third time.
那巴比伦王就第三次来入侵耶路撒冷。
And this time he came with all his army.
这一次他带着全军。
With all the kingdoms of the earth that were under his dominions and all the peoples.
就是他率领他的全军和地上属他的各邦各国。
They were fighting against Jerusalem, against all the cities.
他们就攻打耶路撒冷和耶路撒冷所有的城邑。
They captured all the city of Judah except two.
他们掳掠了所有的犹大城，只剩两所。
Lachish and Azekah.
就是拉吉和雅西。
Then all of a sudden the word came to Jeremiah, and he said to the king Zechariah.
那神的话就临到耶利米，他就告诉他就告诉西底家王。
I'm giving this city into the hand of the king of Babylon.
我要把这城交付巴比伦王的手。
And he will burn it with fire.
他必用火焚烧。
And you will not escape from this hand.From his hand, for you will surely be captured, delivered into his hand, and you will see the king of Babylon eye to eye, and he will speak with you face to face, and you will go to Babylon.
你必不能逃脱他的手，必定被拿住，交在他的手中。你的眼要见巴比伦王的眼，他要口对口和你说话，你也必到巴比伦去。
And the third invasion finally caught the attention of the king Zedekiah.
那这第三次的入侵就终于抓住了这西底家王他的注意。
The warning of Jeremiah looked very real to everyone now.
因为现在耶利米的这个警告对每一个人来说都非常的真实。
Because only two cities besides Jerusalem left.
因为除了耶路撒冷之外只有两所城市仍然存留。
Therefore, King Zedekiah did something what was right in the God's sight.
所以西底家王就做了一件在神眼中为正的事。
He proclaimed the liberty to all the slaves.
他就向着他的众民，那些为奴的宣告自由。
He made a covenant with all the people who were in Jerusalem to proclaim liberty to the slaves.
他就与耶路撒冷的众民立约，要向他们宣告自由。
He was to obey an ordinance of Moses.
他要来遵守摩西所立的一个典章。
Because Moses said, if you buy a Hebrew slave, he shall serve for 6 years, but on the 7th, he shall go out as a free man without payment.
摩西曾说，你若买希伯来人做奴仆，他必服侍你六年，第七年他可以自由白白的出去。
Unfortunately, people of Judah never obey this ordinance.
但不幸的是，犹大从来没有能够遵守这个典章。
After the king proclaimed the liberty,
当王这样来宣告自由之后，
the word came to them through Jeremiah.
那神就借着耶利米又向他们说话。
Everyone was to free their Hebrew slaves, both male and female. No one was to hold a fellow Hebrew in bondage.
叫个人任他希伯来的仆人和婢女自由出去，谁也不可使他的一个犹大弟兄做奴仆。
So all officials and people who enter into this covenant agree that they would free their male and female slaves and no longer hold them in bondage. They set their slaves free.
所有立约的首领和众民就任他的仆人婢女自由出去，谁也不再叫他们做奴仆，大家都顺从，将他们释放了。
It appeared that King Zedekiah and the people of Judah finally repented and did what was right in God's sight.
那看起来好像西底家和犹大的众首领他们终于悔改，能够做在神眼中为正的事。
It looks like the years of labor of Jeremiah finally produced some fruits.
好像耶利米这么多年的劳作终于能够在他们当中得着一些果子。
But something happened that would surprise every one of yours.
但是所发生的一件事让我们每一个人都非常的震惊。
Because Pharaoh's army started march out of Egypt.
因为法老的军队开始从埃及出来。
And when the Babylonians heard that,
当巴比伦人听到这事的时候，
they withdrew from Jerusalem.
他们就拔营离开了耶路撒冷。
And to attack the army of Pharaoh.
他们就开始在这里攻打法老的军队。
Once they saw the withdrawal of the Babylonians, they quickly changed their mind.
当他们看到巴比伦人撤离的时候，他们很快就改变了自己的想法。
They took back the male and female servant that had set free to go.
他们又把那些曾经让他们自由的仆人和婢女招了回来。
They forced them to become their slaves again.
勉强他们人为仆婢。
Then the Lord declared to them, I will bring the Babylonians back to the city, and they will fight against it and take it and burn it with fire.
那主就对他们说，我必吩咐他们回到这城，攻打这城，将城攻取，用火焚烧。
And I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without inhabitant.
我也要使犹大的城邑变为荒场，无人居住。
Brother and sister, are you surprised?
弟兄姐妹，你为此感到惊讶吗？
After three invasions,
三次被入侵之后，
they finally repented.
他们终于能够悔改。
But when the Babylonians withdrew from Jerusalem, they changed their mind right away.
但当巴比伦人从耶路撒冷撤军的时候，他们立刻就在那里改变了想法。
Even their obedience was conditional.
甚至他们的顺从都是有条件的。
They obeyed the Lord because of the Babylonians at the door.
他们之所以能够来顺服神，是因为巴比伦的军队已经在门口了。
When Babylonians went away, they withdrew their obedience.
当巴比伦撤军的时候，他们就从自己的顺从当中也退了回来。
They obeyed not because they feared the Lord.
他们能够顺从，不是因为他们敬畏神。
They obeyed because they feared Babylonians.
他们能够顺从，是因为他们恐惧这巴比伦的军队。
This was the final proof of the disobedience of the people of Judah.
这件事就最终证明了犹大人的悖逆。
In recent years, many of us are reading minor prophets and the major prophets.
那最近的话，弟兄姐妹很多都在读大小先知书。
Probably already several years.
可能已经有很多年了。
And we read the Lord's was sending prophet after prophet.
那我们读到神他就差遣一个又一个的先知。
Send the prophet to them again and again.
一再又一再的把先知差遣过来。
They deliver the same message again and again.
那先知们也一次又一次来传达同样的信息。
But the people were unable to repent.
但是犹大民却不能够来悔改。
No matter how many prophets sent to them.
无论有多少的先知被差遣到他们那里。
What is our reactions when we read this history?
当我们读这段历史时，我们里面的反应是什么呢？
I have two emotions when I read this, the history of Israel and Judah.
当我来读到以色列和犹大的历史的时候，我里面有两个感觉。
The first emotion is these people were terrible.
第一个感觉就是这些人实在是糟透了。
We would have repented after the first invasion.
若是我们的话，第一次入侵之后，我们就已经悔改了。
If not, the second.
如果不是如此的话，第二次入侵我们也悔改了。
If not, on the third.
如果不是如此的话，第三次我们肯定悔改了。
How could they be so stubborn?
他们如何能够如此的顽梗？
That is the first emotion.
这是我里面第一个感觉。
The second emotion.
第二个感觉。
I see myself in them.
我在他们当中也看到我的自己。
I'm no better than them.
我并不比他们好一点。
I fail to obey the Lord as often as they did.
我像他们一样如此频繁长时间的悖逆主。
And how could I ever be obedient to the Lord?
我如何能够来向主顺从呢？
I don't know whether you have any one of these emotions.
我不知道你的里面有没有这样的感觉。
Maybe we all share these emotions. How could they be so stubborn?
我们可能里面都觉着他们如何能够如此的顽梗。
But we also, by the grace of the Lord, should see ourselves in them because we are as stubborn as they are.
但借着神的恩典，我们也应该在他们身上看到我们自己的影子，因为我们与他们一样的顽梗。
If we are as stubborn as they are, how could I be obedient to the Lord?
如果我们与他一样的顽梗的话，我们如何才能够向神顺服呢？
We thank the Lord right after 34, there is a chapter 35.
我们感谢神，在34章之后就有35章。
Immediately, there is a chapter 35 to answer those two questions.
那这35章就立刻能够来回答我们刚才的两个问题。
The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim.
当犹大王约西亚之子约雅敬的时候，耶和华的话临到耶利米。
And this word came actually at the same time of first invasion.
那这段话是与第一次的入侵同时来到的。
Go to the house of Rechabites and speak to them and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers and give them wine to drink.
你去见利甲族的人和他们说话，领他们进入耶和华殿的一间屋子，给他们酒喝。
But Rechabites said, We will not drink wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father commanded us, saying, You shall not drink wine.You and your sons forever. You shall not build a house, and you shall not sow seed. You shall not plant a vineyard or own one, but in tents. You shall dwell all your days, that you may live many days in the land where you sojourn.
他们却说，我们不喝酒，因为我们先祖利甲的儿子约拿达曾吩咐我们说，你们与你们的子孙永不可喝酒，也不可盖房、撒种、栽种葡萄园，但一生的年日要住帐篷，使你们的日子在寄居之地得以延长。
Their forefather lived many, many years ago.
他们的先祖在多年之前存活。
This is a several generation from Jonadab.
这已经从约拿达到他们已经有好几代了。
And Jonadab told his sons.Not to drink wine.
约拿达就告诉他的子孙们不要喝酒。
And all their wives, all their sons, from generation to generation, they did not drink wine.
那他们的妻子、他们的儿女，一代又一代，他们就从不喝酒。
What a contrast between these people, Rechabites, with the people of Judah.
那利甲族人和犹大人，他们中间形成了何等鲜明的对比。
Jonathan said, "You shall not build a house."
那约拿达告诉他们，你们也不可自己盖房。
So they did not build a house.
所以他们就不为自己盖房。
You shall not sow seed. You shall not plant a vineyard or own wine.
他也说，你们不可撒种，不可栽种葡萄园。
From generation to generation, these people did not plant vineyards.
一代又一代，他们的子孙从不栽种葡萄园。
They live in tents.
他们住在帐篷当中。
When they were brought into the house of the Lord,
当他们被带到耶和华的殿中之时，
with pictures full of wine.
那他们前面就摆满了酒。
When they were asked to drink the wine,
当他们被邀来喝酒的时候
they said, we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab in all that he commanded us and not to drink wine all our days.
那他们就告诉说凡我们先祖所吩咐我们不能喝酒的话我们都听从了。
Our wives, our sons, or our daughter, we do not drink wine.
我们和我们的妻子儿女一生的年日都不喝酒。
Brother and sister, there were people who obey their forefather from generation to generation.
弟兄姐妹，这些人他们一代又一代能够遵守他们先祖的吩咐。
So we just need to ask.
所以我们要来问
，How could Rechabites?Obey their forefather. At the same time, the people of Judah could not.
为何利甲族的人能够遵从他们先祖的吩咐，但同时犹太人却不能呢？
What are the differences between these two stories?
那在这两个故事当中的不同在哪里呢？
Are there anything we can learn from?
在其中有什么我们能够来学习的吗？
So we can ask the Lord.To do that new thing in us in 2020.
所以我们能够在2020年求神在我们里面来成就这样的心事。
Let's first look at who is Rechab.
那我们先来看谁是利甲。
Now you are actually understand the meaning of genealogy.
现在的话你就要来明白什么是家谱。
Now we're all, struggle reading the first several chapters of First Chronicles.
那我们来读历代志前几章的时候可能都会觉得非常的困难。
It is full of genealogies.
因为上面全都是家谱。
And we didn't know what the purpose of reading those genealogies.
那我们也不知道读这样的家谱有什么意义。
Without the genealogy in First Chronicle, we will not know where Rechab came from.
但若没有历代志上前面的这些家谱我们就没有办法知道基尼人他们从哪里来。
Rechab was the Kenite.
那利甲他是基尼人。
And Moses' father-in-law was the Kenite.
摩西的岳父也同样是基尼人。
You know, when Moses married a Gentile,
当摩西娶了这样的一个外邦人
，and her father-in-law and some of their people came together.With Hebrews.
那他的岳父并且他岳父的名就一起跟希伯来人同住。
And they must have seen something in the lore of Hebrews.
他们就在这些希伯来的人身上看到了关乎主的一些事。
Therefore, they went with Hebrews.
所以他们就一同与希伯来人同行。
And they travel with them through the wilderness.
他们就与他们同样行过旷野。
Therefore, this morning, we want to look at the life of this Rechabites.
所以早上我们愿意来看一看利甲族人他们的事。
We want to, learn from them. Maybe there are things that the Lord has done in their life that the Lord can do in our life.
我们也愿向他们学习，看是否有主在他们生活当中所成就的事，也能够今天成就在我们里面。
And we can actually, understand why, people of Judah was so stubborn.
也让我们同样能够明白为什么犹大人如此的顽梗。
And we can also see how could we be obedient to the Lord.
我们也能够来学习如何向主来顺服。
We want to look at three aspects of their life.
我们愿意看他们生活的三个方面。
And we may learn a new thing in their life.
也愿我们在他们的生活当中能够来学习那新事。
The first thing in their life is that they will not drink wine.
第一件就是在他们的生活里面是不能喝酒。
No, when we read the Old Testament, the purpose of reading them is to apply to our life.
当我们来读旧约的时候，目的是让能够在生活当中来使用。
But in order for us to apply New Testament to our life, we must first understand the spiritual meaning of of the story.
那当我们想要把新约来使用在我们生活，旧约使用在我们生活的时候，我们必须得先明白它背后的属灵意义。
Therefore, we have to understand the spiritual meaning of not drinking wine.
所以我们必须得先明白不能喝酒背后的属灵意义。
I'm not asking you take out all your wine from your cabinets.
我不是让大家把自己酒柜里的酒全都拿掉。
Because you cannot interpret Old Testament literally.
不能够自对自的这样来理解旧约。
You have to understand the spiritual meaning of not drinking wine.
你必须明白不能喝酒背后属灵的意义是什么。
Once you understand the spiritual meaning, then you can apply to today and tomorrow.
那当你明白了这属灵的意义之后，不仅今日、明日也可以使用。
We know not drinking wine is a vow of Nazarite.
我们知道不能喝酒是拿细尔人的愿。
Abstinence from wine is a way to dedicate oneself to the Lord.
那取拿西尔人的愿就是能够把自己分别为圣归给主。
Kenai were not Hebrews.
基尼人并不是希伯来人。
They had their homelands. They had their own gods.
他们有自己的家，也有自己的神。
Now, why did they move away from their homeland and travel?Through the wilderness with Hebrews.
但他们为什么离开了自己的家，能够与希伯来人一同来在旷野行动呢？
I believe Kenai through the Moses' father-in-law, they begin to know the law of Hebrews.
我相信基尼人借着摩西的岳父，他们逐渐能够来了解希伯来人。
To extend, they forfeit their homeland and their own gods.
直到了一个程度，他们要离开自己的家，自己的神。
And they follow the law of Hebrews.
他们就来跟从希伯来人的神。
You know, wine in the scriptures always represent the best this world has to offer.
酒在圣经当中常常指代的就是世界上所能够提供给我们最好的。
Between the wine and the law of Hebrews, Kenai chose the law of Hebrews.Over wine.
那在酒和希伯来人的神之间，基尼人他们选择了希伯来人的神而不是酒。
They found their satisfaction in the Lord, not in their homeland.
他们在希伯来人，他们在主的里面找到了自己的满足，而不是在他们自己的家里。
They consider that the Lord, the love of the Lord, is much better than wine.
因为他们觉着。神的爱比酒更美。
And this love of the Lord was passed from generation to generation.
神的爱就这样在他们当中一代又一代的流传。
Until the time of Jehoiakim.
直到约雅敬的年代。
Obedience has something to do with this matter of love.
那顺从就与爱有相关。
Oftentimes, when we struggle with obedience, we didn't know.Why couldn't I obey?
常常当我们来在这里困扰，为何我不能够来顺从的时候
，You cannot address that issue disobedience without addressing the matter of love.
若我们不先来解决关乎爱的这件事，就没有办法解决关乎顺从的事。
If we do not love the Lord,
如果我们不爱主的话
，then the wine is always better than the love of the Lord.
那酒就总比神的爱更美。
If the wine is better than the love of the Lord, how can we obey the Lord?
如果酒比神的爱更美的话，我们如何能够来顺从神呢
？For the people of Judah, the love of the Lord was not better than wine.
对犹大人来说，神的爱并不比酒更美。
They loved their wine and their vineyards.More than they love the Lord.
他们爱他们的酒，他们的葡萄园胜过他们爱神。
So they will never be able to obey the ordinance.
所以他们永远不能够来遵守神所立的典章。
To declare the liberty to the slave was the choice between wine and the love of the Lord.
向着他们的仆婢来宣告自由，是这样一个选择，关乎神和他们的酒。
Without the slave walking in their vineyards, they will have no wine.
如果没有仆婢在他们的葡萄园当中工作，他们就没有酒。
Therefore, they chose wine over the love of the Lord.
所以他们选择酒胜过选择神的爱。
Obedience is issue of love.
顺从是关乎爱这件事。
If we love the Lord with all our heart, we will obey His commandments.
若我们全心能够来爱神的话，我们一定会遵守他的典章。
Brothers and sisters, This is the new thing we need the Lord to create in us.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们要神在我们里面所成就的
新事。If we do not have the love of the Lord, we will never be able to obey His commandments.
如果我们里面不爱神的话，我们永远不可能来遵守他的话。
We should not treat obedience as a struggle.
我们不应该看顺从是一个非常困难的事。
Maybe I can strive a little bit harder in 2020. I will be able to obey.
是这样吗？难道我2020年更努力一点，我就能够顺从了？
It's not about your effort.
不是关乎你有多努力。
No matter how hard you try, you will not be able to obey if you do not love the Lord more than wine.
如果你不爱神胜过爱酒的话，无论你多么的努力，你都不可能来顺从他的话。
If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Rechabite was such a good testimony.
利甲族就是这样好的一个见证。
They obeyed the commandments of their father for many generations.
他们能够来遵从他们先祖的吩咐有很多的年代。
Because they consider the love of God.Much better than wine.
因为他们看神的爱远胜过美酒。
So when we consider our obedience, we should must consider our love.
所以当我们来思想我们的顺从的时候，我们更应该来思想我们的爱。
Is the love of Christ much better than wine?
基督的爱是否比酒更美？
The answer to this question decides whether we will obey His commandments or not.
对这个问题的答案决定了我们能否来遵守他的话。
Obedience is a matter of love.
顺从的关键就在乎爱。
Therefore, this may be that something we can ask the Lord to do in us in 2020.
所以这就是那件我们可以在2020年求神在我们里面所来做的事。
It is the things that only the Lord can do.
这是唯有神能够来做。
To create that love in us.
在我们里面能够来成就那爱。
So we will confess from the bottom of our heart that the love of Christ is much better than wine.
好叫我们在心中能够来承认基督的爱比酒更美。
If you cannot make this confession,
如果在心中你不能够这样来承认的话，
you cannot say in your heart that the love of Christ is much better than wine.
若你在心中不能够来说基督的爱比酒更美的话，
Then you will struggle in 2020 in obedience.
那在2020年你仍要在顺服这件事情上来挣扎。
Because obedience is a matter of love.
因为顺从是一件是顺从的关键在于爱。
If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
若你爱我就必遵守我的命令。
This is something we can learn from Rechabites.
这是我们能够在利甲人身上学的。
They love the Lord.More than their homeland.
他们爱主胜过他们的家园。
They love the Lord more than their gods.
他们爱神胜过爱他们自己的神。
Therefore, they use their life to confess that the love of the Lord is much better than wine.
所以他们用他们自己的一生能够来这样的见证，神的爱比酒更美。
Therefore, from this point on, if you struggle with the matter of obedience,
所以若从今日起你还在顺从这件事情上有挣扎，
Address that love issue.
先来解决爱的问题。
Unless we can address the issue of love, we will never be able to address the issue of obedience.
除非我们解决了关乎爱的问题，我们永远不可能解决关乎顺从的问题。
May the Lord give us that prayer in our heart. Lord, create that heart of love in me.In 2020,
愿我们心中都有这样的祷告，主啊，求你在2020年能够在我的心中做出那向着你的爱。
Once there is that love in us, once we can confess that love of the Lord is much better than wine, obedience is not an issue anymore.
当我们里面能有这样的爱，当我们能够从心底说出神的爱比酒更美的话，那顺从对我们来说就不是一件难事。
Let's move on to second aspect of their life.
那现在我们要来看他们利甲人生活的第二点。
You should not build a house, and you should not sow seed, and you should not plant a vineyard or own one.
你不可盖房、撒种或栽种葡萄园。
How do we understand this?
我们该如何理解这段话呢？
We all build houses.
我们都自己建造房屋。
So should we start renting?
我们是不是现在开始要租房子呢
？Put our house on the market and then we'll rent apartments.
我们现在都把自己的房子放在市场上卖，然后自己去租一个公寓。
That's not the way to interpret the Old Testament.
我们并不是要这样的来解读旧约。
We have to first understand the spiritual meaning of not building a house.
我们要先来明白不可盖房背后的属灵意义。
The spiritual meaning of not planting a vineyard.
以及不可来栽种葡萄园背后的属灵意义。
The first simplified, it was about building a house and planting a vineyard.
那我们先把这个问题能够简化一点，这就关乎于盖房和栽种葡萄园。
It was a normal life during that time.
在那时，这是人正常的生活。
And you, a house was for them to rest, and vineyard was for them to make a living.
那房子可以让他们休息，那栽种葡萄园让他们可以为此谋生。
Of course, today we no longer make our living by planting a vineyard.
那我们今天不再在借着栽种葡萄园而谋生。
But we have our vineyard too. Our career are our vineyards today.
我们今天也有自己的葡萄园，就是我们的工作，我们的事业。
Therefore, today we also have our vineyards.
所以今天我们也有自己的葡萄园。
We rest in our house and we make.A living in our today's vineyards.
那我们就在房屋里休息，并在今天的葡萄园里能够来谋生。
Why did they not build a house? Why did they not plant a vineyard?
他们为何不盖房、不栽种葡萄园呢
？And without vineyards, they were without land.
若没有葡萄园的话，他们就没有地产。
In other words, they were without inheritance.
换句话说，他们就没有产业。
In other words, they live their life like Levites.
所以换句话说，他们如利未人一样在那生活。
So now this is spiritual meaning of not building a house, not planting vineyards.
那这就是不盖房、不栽种葡萄园背后的属灵意义。
They live the life like Levites.
他们过利未人一样的生活。
Levi had no inheritance.
利未人他们并没有产业
and the God was their inheritance
神是他们的产业
how can you live without inheritance
如何你能够没有产业还能生活呢
how can you live a life that experience that God is your inheritance
如何能够过一个生活来经历神是你的产业呢
they live in faith
他们是凭信而活
obedience is a matter of faith
顺从也是关乎信心的事。
Brothers and sisters, it's actually much easier to trust our house and our vineyard.
弟兄姐妹，其实来相信我们的房子和我们的葡萄园是更容易的。
Well, you have a house, you have place to rest, you have vineyard, you can make a living. You know, it's much easier to trust that.
你有一个房子在当中可以生活，你有一份工作，你有一个葡萄园，你可以以此谋生。想要来依靠、相信这些是比较容易的。
But why did God said Levi should not have inheritance?
但为何神说利未人不能够有产业呢
？Because God wants Levi totally trust himself.
因为神要利未人能够全然的相信他自己。
God wants us to live like the birds of the air.
神想让我们如空中的鸟一样来生活。
They do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet the heavenly Father feeds them.
他们也不种也不收，但天父仍然养他们。
We are much worth more than the birds.
我们比这飞鸟岂不更宝贵吗
？I want us to live like the lilies of the field.
神也愿我们如草地野地的花一样能够来生活。
They do not toil.Nor do they spend, yet not even Solomon in all his glory clothes himself like one of these.
他们也不种也不收，但所罗门极盛的时候所穿的衣服也不比他们华美。
God wants all of us not worry about what will we eat, what will we drink, what will we wear for clothing.
神要我们不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly fathers knows that you need all these things.
这些都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切事，你们的天父是知道的。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
This is living like a Levite.
这就是像利未人一样生活。
This is living without an earthly inheritance.
这就是过一个没有属地产业的生活。
This is a big contrast between people of Judah and Rechabites.
这是在犹大人和利甲人之间那个极大的不同。
The people of Judah trust their houses and their vineyards more than they trust the Lord.
犹大人信靠他们自己的房屋，他们的葡萄园胜过他们信靠神。
If they proclaim the liberty to the slave, they could no longer trust their vineyards, and they had to trust the Lord.
如果向他们自己的仆婢来宣告自由的话，他们就不能够再来倚靠自己的葡萄园，而要来倚靠神。
Because they could not trust the Lord, therefore they could not obey His commandments.
因为他们不能够来信靠神，所以他们没有办法遵从自己的遵从他们的约定。
Brothers and sisters, today is the same way. Oftentimes we cannot obey because we do not trust enough the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，今天也是一样的。常常我们没有办法顺从，因为我们没有办法来信靠神。
Now think about that young ruler.
让我们来想一想那个年轻的官。
He stood before the Lord Jesus.
他站在主的面前。
He is so close to Jesus.
他是如此与主相近。
And he wants eternal life.
他想要得永生。
There is no better place than next to Jesus when someone seeking eternal life.
当有人想要来求永生的时候，没有比主脚前更好的地方了。
But God has a command for him.
但神向他有一个要求。
Jesus says, "Sell all your possessions."
神就跟他说，变卖你一切所有的。
Then you will follow me.
然后你来跟从我。
He could not obey that commandment.
他没有办法遵从这样的要求。
Because he could not trust Jesus.
因为他没有办法来信靠神。
He trusts his riches more than he trusts Jesus.
他信靠自己的富有远胜过他信靠主耶稣。
If we trust our own riches, if we trust our house and our vineyards, we will never be able to obey his commandment.
如果我们信靠自己的丰富，信靠我们的房屋，我们的葡萄园，我们永远没有办法来顺从神。
Rechabites trust their living to the Lord.
利甲人把他们自己信靠在神的手中。
They have no houses and no vineyards.
他们没有房屋，没有葡萄园。
They live their life by faith.
他们因信而活。
Many times we cannot obey the Lord. It's because we have little faith.
很多时候我们没有办法顺从神，因为我们的信心是小的。
Now the houses.The house which you care for is the house of the Lord.
我们所当关心的这个家是神的家。
The vineyard which you care for is God's vineyard.
我们所当关心的葡萄园是神的葡萄园。
But sometimes we're all so concerned about our own house and our vineyards.
但常常我们所关心的却是自己的家，自己的葡萄园。
If I take care of God's house and God's vineyards,Then who will take care of my house and my vineyard?
如果我来关心神的家、神的葡萄园，谁来顾念我自己的家和葡萄园呢？
After all, we all have same 24 hours per day.
毕竟我们每人只有24小时一天。
If we spend one more hour for God's house and God's vineyard, then we have one less hour for my house and my vineyard.
如果我多花一小时的时间在神的家和神的葡萄园上，那我就少了一小时为着我自己的家和自己的葡萄园。
If you spend more time in God's vineyard and less time on your vineyard, while your vineyard suffers.
如果你花更多的时间在神的家和神的葡萄园，而不是自己的家和自己的葡萄园，你的家和你的葡萄园会受到损失吗？
Have you thought about this question?
你想过这个问题吗？
If you spend more time on God's vineyard, therefore you spend less time on your own vineyard, while your vineyard suffers.
如果你花更多的时间在神的葡萄园，而花少一点时间在自己的葡萄园，你的葡萄园会有损失吗？
The answer is no.
答案是不。
You don't have to just listen to my answers.
你不需要来听我的答案。
There are many amongst us serving the Lord diligently for years.
在我们当中有很多的弟兄姐妹殷勤的服侍主有很多年。
You can ask any one of them.
你可以问他们当中任何一个人。
You can ask them in private if you wish.
如果你想的话，你可以私下里问他们。
Because they have spent much time in God's vineyard.
因为他们花了很多的时间在神的葡萄园中。
You ask them whether their own vineyard suffered because of that.
问一问他们是否他们自己的葡萄园为此而有损失。
If one answer is not enough, you ask two.
如果一个答案是不够的话，你就问两个人。
If two answers are not enough, you ask three.
如果两个人不够，你就问三个人。
You can ask as many as you wish.
你可以问，想要问多少人就问多少人。
You ask those who spend much time in God's vineyards.
你问一问那一些花很多时间在神的葡萄园中的人。
You ask them whether their own vineyard suffered because of that.
问一问他们自己的葡萄园有否为此而受损。
I believe if you really ask those brothers or sisters,
我相信若你真是这样来问这些弟兄或姐妹的话
and hear their testimony,
听一听他们的见证
you would come to the conclusion it's actually better to spend time in God's vineyard.
你就会得出这样的答案，就是更在神的家中花时间，在神的葡萄园当中花时间是更好的。
When you take that leap of faith and you do it.
当你能够这样的在信心当中如此行
and you realize that your own vineyard not only not suffers but prospers
你就会发现自己的葡萄园不仅不会受损反而更加兴盛
then you will have a living faith inside of you
那在你的里面就有那活着的信心
it's no longer a half faith
不再只是那一半的信心
oftentimes we have a lot of half faith
常常我们只有头脑中的信心
but we never experienceThe Lord.
但我们却没有真实的经历神。
How can you experience the Lord without spending time in God's vineyard?
你如何能够经历神，若你不愿花时间在神的葡萄园中呢
Brother, sister, maybe this is a new thing the Lord can create in us.
弟兄姐妹，也许这就是一件神能够在我们里面成就的新事。
Take that leap of faith in 2020 to spend time in God's vineyard instead of spend all your time in your own vineyard.
在2020年能够在信心当中迈出这一步花更多的时间在神的家中而不是在自己的葡萄园里
This will allow us to experience the Lord
这让我们能够来经历主
Spend more time in God's vineyards
能够花更多的时间在神的葡萄园中
And see if my own vineyard suffer
看一看你自己的葡萄园有否受损
If my vineyard does not suffer
若你的葡萄园没有为此受损
On the other hand, it prospers
反而他更加的兴盛。
And I have a living faith in my heart.
那我的里面就有这样一个活着的信心。
It's no longer a half faith.
就不再是那头脑当中的信心。
It's a living faith.
是活着的信心。
I will continue. I'm confident that I can spend more time in God's vineyard and my vineyard will not suffer.
那我就可以继续如此，并且有信心，我能够花更多的时间在神的葡萄园，而我自己的葡萄园并不会为此受损。
Malachi chapter 3.Verse 10, bring the whole tithes into the storehouse, so that they may be full in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until you overflow.
马拉基书三章十节就这样讲到，你们要将当纳的十分之一为我献上，他要为我们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
Have we tested this yet?
我们是否这样的来
If we bring the whole tithes to the Lord, then we have 10% less.
如果我们把十分之一献上给主的话，我们就少了十分之一。
Mathematically, we will have 1/10 less.
从数学上来说，我们就少了十分之一。
But by experience, it doesn't work that way.
但经历上来说并不是如此
The more you give, the more will be given to you
你所给的越多越多的更多的祝福就要倾倒给你
How is that possible?
这如何能够呢
You can test the Lord
你可以试一试
Maybe that is something that you ask the Lord to create in you
也许这也是一件你可以求主在你里面来成就的
To have that faith to bring the whole tithe to the Lord
能够有这样的信心把十分之一献上给神
and to see whether you will have shortage in your life
来看一看在你的生活当中是否有亏缺
if you bring the whole tithe to the Lord
如果你能够把这十分之一献给神的话
then you have more left
那你却得着的更多余下的更多
then you have a living faith in your heart
那在你里面就有那活着的信心
it's no longer a half faith
就不再只是头脑上的信心
it's a living faith
而是活着的信心
Brothers and sisters, we must first trust before we can obey.
弟兄姐妹，我们先要信，才能够来顺从。
Obedience is a matter of faith.
顺从是关乎到信心的事。
Let's turn to the final aspect of their life.
那我们要来看他们生活当中最后的一方面。
In tents, you shall dwell all your days.
一生的年日要住帐篷。
Again, we're not urging you to go out and buy tents.
当然，我也不是鼓励大家出去买帐篷住。
Or trailers.
或者是去买一个拖车。
Now, today's trailers are super fancy.
那今天的这些拖车是非常的华丽的。
Probably better than my house.
可能都比我的家还华丽。
But that's not the purpose.
但这目并不是目的。
We have to know the meaning of living in tents.
我们要明白，属灵的意义就是如何，什么是在住帐篷。
What is the spiritual meaning of living in tents?
住帐篷的属灵意义是什么
？I think it is being a strangers and sojourners on this earth.
我认为这就是说，在世上要做客旅、做寄居的。
Now, when you are a stranger.Or a sojourner on this earth, you have to live in tent.
若你在地上是做客旅、做寄居的，那你就要住在帐篷当中。
Well, you read the scriptures. Many of the saints declare themselves as strangers.
你读一读圣经，很多的圣徒都把他们看作是在地上为客旅、为寄居的。
Abraham declared, "I am a stranger and sojourner among you."
那亚伯拉罕就说我在你们中间是外人是寄居的
Jacob described himself before Pharaoh The years of my sojourning are 130
雅各也在法老的面前如此说我寄居在世的年日是130岁
David prayed to God For we are strangers before you and sojourners as all our fathers.
大卫在神面前如此祷告，我们在你面前是客旅，是寄居的，与我们列祖一样。
Apostle Peter encouraged all of us to live out our time as sojourners.
使徒彼得也这样的鼓励我们，当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
What is a sojourner waiting for?
那这样一个寄居的人，他在等候什么呢
？Abraham was the first sojourner called by the Lord.
亚伯拉罕是神所呼召的第一位寄居的。
He sojourned a stranger in the land of promise as a foreign country.
他因着信在所应许之地做客。
He dwelt in tents as did Isaac and Jacob.
他与以撒、雅各同住在帐篷里。
But then we found in Hebrew chapter 11 verse 10 the purpose of sojourning.
那我们就在希伯来书第十一章第十节那里看到寄居的目的。
Abraham was looking for the city which has foundations.
他所等候的是那座有根基的城。
Abraham was looking for something that was much better than anything which was on earth.
亚伯拉罕所来盼望的那一个是比地上一切所有更美好的。
He was still living by faith when he died.
当他死的时候，仍然凭着信而活。
He did not receive the things promised. He only saw them and welcomed them from a distance.
他并没有看到那城，而是从远远的，好像望见那城。
Admitting that he was a stranger and sojourner on earth.
就是说，他在地上是那为客旅、为寄居的。
So a sojourner has something to hope for.
那这位做寄居的，他就心中有所想望的。
What separates a sojourner from a settler?
那一个寄居的和一个定居的，他们之间是有什么不同呢
？A settler look at things which are seen.
定居的人，他们所注意的是眼所能见的事。
A sojourner look at things which are not seen.
而寄居的所顾念的却是眼所不能见的事。
A settler look at things which are temporal.
一个定居的人，他们所顾念的是暂时的事。
A sojourner look at things which are eternal.
但寄居的人，他们所顾念的却是永远的。
It is the hope of the city which has foundation that kept Abraham going.
是那向着那个有根基城的向往，能够让亚伯拉罕持续向前。
Brother and sister, what do we hope for today?
弟兄姐妹，今天我们所盼望的是什么？
If the things we hope for are things we can be seen and temporal, we are settlers.
如果我们所向往的是在短暂的生活当中所能见到的事，我们就是这定居的。
If the things we hope for are things which are unseen and eternal, we are sojourners.
若我们所盼望的是所能眼所不能见并是那永远的事，我们就是在地为寄居的。
Brother and sister, are we a sojourner or a settler?
弟兄姐妹，我们是寄居的还是定居的？
We can simply list the things we hope for.
我们能够把我们所想望的事情列一个单子，
and ask if it is temporal or eternal.
来审视它是永远的还是暂时的。
It is unseen or it is seen.
这些是能够看到的还是不眼所不能见的。
Then we will know if I am a sojourner or a settler.
那我们就能够明白自己是寄居的还是定居的。
Our houses and our vineyards are temporal.
我们的房屋我们的葡萄园都是暂时的。
God's house and God's vineyard are eternal.
神的房屋和神的家和神的葡萄园却是永远的。
The wine of this world is temporal.
这地上的酒是暂时的。
The love of God is eternal.
但神的爱却是永远的。
If we are a sojourner, we will confess the love of the Lord is much better than wine.
若我们是寄居的我们就要来说神的爱比酒更美。
The obedience is a matter of hope.
顺从也是关乎到信心的盼望的事。
May the Lord create this new thing in us.
愿神在我们里面能够来成就这样的心事。
To turn earth from a settler into a sojourner.
能够把我们从这样定居的来转换成为那寄居的。
Maybe we have been a settler for years and for decades.
也许我们有些年头都已经在这做定居的了。
We're not concerned about the city which has foundations.
我们并不在乎那一个有根基的城。
All we think about is our little vineyards.
我们所在乎的不过是自己的小小的葡萄园。
But our vineyard is temporal.
但我们的葡萄园却是暂时的。
The city which has foundation is eternal.
那有根基的城要存到永远。
If you start having that hope for the city which has foundations, then you become a sojourner.
若你所盼望的是那有根有基的城的话，那你就要慢慢变成那寄居的。
Today we thank the Lord. We see from the Jeremiah chapter 34 the disobedience of the people of Judah.
今天我们感谢神，借着耶利米书34章，我们能够看到犹大人他们的悖逆。
They were unable to repent. Even God sent prophets again and again.
当神一再又一再差遣先知来，他们仍然不能够悔改。
They were able to change even when the invasion of Babylonians occurred three times.
甚至当巴比伦的入侵三次临到他们都不能够悔改。
Even their repentance was conditional.
甚至他们有的那一点点悔改都是有条件的。
When the danger went away, they changed their mind and took back their slave.
当危险离开的时候，他们就改变了心意，又把他们的仆婢召回来。
On the other hand, we see the testimony of Rechabites.
在另外一边，我们却看到利甲人他们的见证。
They were told by their father not to drink wine.
他们被他们的先祖告知不可喝酒。
Not to build a house.
不可盖房。
Not to plant a vineyard.
不可栽种葡萄园。
Dwell in tents.
一生的年日要住帐篷。
They become a testimony to all of us.
他们就为我们成为了这样的见证。
From their testimony, we learned obedience is a matter of love.
因为就着他们的见证，我们能够来学习顺从关乎爱。
If we love the Lord with all our heart, we shall obey His commandments.
若我们能够来尽心来爱神，我们就能够来遵守他的约定。
If we love the wine more than we love the Lord.
但若我们爱酒胜过爱主
we will not obey his commandments.
我们就没有办法顺从他的约。
May the Lord create this love for him in 2020.
愿神在2020年能够让我们里面生出向着他的爱。
Secondly, we learn that obedience is a matter of faith.
第二，我们看到顺从也关乎信心。
We all need a house and a vineyard.
我们都有需要有一个家，有一个葡萄园。
But God has a house.Has a vineyard as well.
但神也有他的家，他的葡萄园。
Do we have that faith? If we spend time in God's house and God's vineyard, God will take care of my house and my vineyard.
我们是否有这样的信心？若我们花时间来顾念神的家、神的葡萄园，神也一定会来顾念我们的家、我们的葡萄园。
Do we have that faith to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness?
我们是否有这样的信心来先来求他的国、他的义
？And trust all these things will be added to us.
也相信其他一切所有都要来赐给我们。
Only by faith we will be able to obey His commandment.And spend time in God's house and God's vineyard.
唯有借着信，我们才能够花更多的时间在神的家和神的葡萄园，也能够来顺从他。
May the Lord create this new faith in us.
愿神能够在我们里面造那新的信心。
A working, living faith.
是一个能够来工作，能够是一个活着的信心。
It's not the head faith.
不是只在头脑当中的信心。
The head faith will fail us time and time again.
头脑里的信心一次又一次的失败。
We have to have this new faith in us.
我们里面是要有那新的信心。
Finally, we learn that obedience is a matter of hope.
那最后我们看到顺从也关乎盼望。
As a sojourner on this earth, our hope should be on things that are eternal and that cannot be seen.
我们若在地上是做寄居的，我们所盼望的应该是那些眼所不能见、永远的事。
When we have the hope as a sojourner, we can go where the Lord wants us to go.
若我们有这做寄居的盼望的话，我们就能够去神所差遣我们去的任何地方。
Abraham, Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter were all sojourners.
亚伯拉罕、保罗、彼得，他们都是寄居的。
They went where the Lord wanted them to go.
神所差遣他们去的地方，他们就能够去。
Brother and sister, who decide where we go?
弟兄姐妹，谁来决定我们去向何方
？Well, you obey the Lord when He brings you where you do not want to go.
当神要来差遣你去你所不愿去的地方，你会去吗
？Obedience is a matter of hope.
顺从也关乎盼望。
May the Lord create this new hope in us.
愿神在我们里面能够来造那新的盼望。
Then we will transform from a settler to a sojourner in 2020.
好叫在2020年，我们能够从那定居的变成那寄居的。
May the Lord really encourage all of us.
愿主鼓励我们每一个人。
Do not let us go without being changed in 2020.
不让我们从白白度过2020年，却没有什么改变。
There is not much more time left.Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，我们所剩的时间并不多。
It is very limited.
事实上是非常有限。
And there is much still to be done.
但所要做的还有很多。
But it takes obedience.
但所需要的是顺服。
But we often struggle with obedience.
常常我们在顺服上多有挣扎。
We need the Lord to create new things.In our life,
我们需要神在我们里面来成就那新事。
Create a new love for Christ,
能够在我们里面造那向着主新的爱。
Create a new, a working, a living faith in us,
在我们里面能够造那有功效、能够来活出来的信心。
Create the eternal hope in all of us,
也在我们里面能够来造那永远的盼望。
So that we were no longer settlers on this earth,
好叫我们不再在地上做那定居的。
We sojourn.For that eternal purposes,
我们为着那永远的目的，要在地上做寄居的。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us new days.
父，我们感谢你还给我们新的一天。
Our heart is full of grace.
我们的心里满了感恩。
Because you never leave us nor forsake us.
因为你永不离弃我们，也不撇下我们。
There even today.You're still speaking to us.
直到今日，你仍向我们说话。
Even we are as stubborn as the people of Judah.
即便我们如犹大人一样顽梗。
But you still come to approach us.
但你仍然这样的来就近我们。
We pray that in the new days in front of us.
我们祷告在我们面前的日子。
Give us that desire to pray.
愿您给我们这样的渴慕，能够更多的来祷告。
Give us that desire to ask you to do a new things in us.
也给我们这样的盼望，让我们恳求你在我们里面成就新事。
We will be left hopeless if you do not do a new thing in us.
若你不在我们里面成就新事的话，我们就是毫无指望的人。
Therefore, we pray that all of us will be sincere, honest before you.
所以我祷告，愿我们众人在您的面前能够做那严肃诚实的人。
And ask the Lord to do. And new things in my heart.
也求主你在我的心里面能够来成就那心事。
Do a new things in my family.
也在我的家中来成就心事。
Create a new heart in my children.
也在我的孩子们的心中来造那心情。
Do a new thing in our assembly.
也在我们的聚会当中来成就心事。
We thank you because you are always faithful.
我们感谢您，因为您一直是信实的。
You always listen to our prayers.
你总是在这里聆听我们的祷告。
May this year be a year of prayers.
愿今年能够成为祷告的一年。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。